Christians are finally having an impact on cyclone-damaged Myanmar. A persecuted church petition drive is successful, and a mission team struggles to recover from a brutal crime in Ghana. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. It's been nearly 4 months since Cyclone Nargis devastated Myanmar. Vast tracts of land remain sodden ruin, haunting the potential for enough food in the coming months. Global Aid Network's Charles Detter says their team is responding to the immediate needs and the future without a harvest.
We have been able to ship in food to Myanmar and are working with partners there to get it into the country and distribute it out into the Irrawaddy River Delta. We are actually working in six villages and are helping to build six schools and houses.
It also means farm implements to help plant the fields. The church communities are being trained to set up water filtration systems in the area. It means
when you're caring for the needs of an individual, the whole person, and that is shown, it's demonstrated, you're really being a open witness of the good news of Christ.
Next, a petition drive may have been responsible for securing the release of a well-known pastor in China. Pastor Zhengming Shua, known as Pastor Bike because of his bicycle evangelism, was arrested August 6 with two others. In response, Voice of the Martyrs and China Aid Association started a petition drive to secure their release. VOM's Todd Nettleton.
On Friday, we learned that he had in fact been released, and the excellent report that he was well-treated along with his wife and a coworker while they were in custody, even having opportunities to talk about Christ and talk about the house churches with religious affairs officials in China.
More than 50,000 people signed the petition. Pastor Bike wonders if it had something to do with his early release. Nettleton says,
I think for sure it was, at least played a role in influencing the Chinese government, because remember, they want the world to think there's religious freedom there.
More details available at missionnetworknews.org. You're listening to Mission Network News. This Friday, Cure International celebrates a decade of ministry in Kenya. Cure's Dale Brantner says since they began, they've performed 45,000 life-transforming surgeries on children with disabilities. He met a little girl who couldn't walk before her surgery. Now,
and her being able to go to school because she can now walk, the transformation in the whole economy of the family itself has been elevated. The mother now can work, the girl can go to school, the family moved to a safer neighborhood.
More than physical healing, there's spiritual healing.
Through our evangelistic efforts in the hospital, our mobile clinics, and evangelistic campaigns, over 600,000 people have heard clearly the good news of Jesus Christ, and over 91,000 have become followers of Jesus Christ.
The ministry looks to the future and is asking you to pray
that we discern what doors to walk through and that those doors stay open for many years. We don't go in for a short amount of time. We make a 100-year commitment when we go into a country.
Meanwhile, the rainy season in Senegal and Gambia brings with it challenges for missionaries with the Southern Baptist International Mission Board. IMB missionaries working among the Wolof have a love-hate relationship with the rain. They love it for what it brings, but hate it because the men work long hours. In one village, the men have said they no longer have time to listen to Bible stories. Pray that IMB personnel would not be discouraged and find unique ways to witness during this time. NIA Network's team in Ghana is still trying to recover from a brutal armed robbery several weeks ago. Three masked young men smashed in doors to gain entry into the home and pistol-whipped the husband before running away with cash, a cell phone, and a laptop. IA Network is helping the family improve security as well as replace the stolen items. Pray that God sends the team peace. Pray, too, that they'll be bold in their testimony even as they continue to heal. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Book of Hope International is making available the DVD Commission. This inspiring DVD presentation will introduce you to young lives transformed forever by the power of God's Word and how you can make a worldwide impact. Get your free commission DVD at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.